Hi, this is Scott Paddock, president of Chicagoland Speedway, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicagoland, and we can see a long way out there, especially when it is a clear day, and so much action is coming up out at Route 66 Raceway as we get ready for the 2019 Route 66 NHRA Nationals. The guy with his hand on the pulse of it all is the president of both Chicagoland Speedway and Route 66, the one and only Scott Paddock. Scott, welcome to WGN.
Hey, it's great to be back on with you, Dane.
You know, I know that you guys look forward to the events. It's exciting to be the host of what is, for the drag racing world, one of the premier events, if not the premier event, bringing everybody together. But exciting to have not only it happening there at Route 66, but everybody in the racing world, every person to a person that we talk to is excited to come as well.
Well, we're proud of that. I mean, when no expense was spared when this facility was built back in the late 90s, and it's still considered the Taj Mahal of drag strips around the world, and we're proud of that distinction. And looking forward to this event, love this event. It's the fastest form of motorsports on the planet, and fans will witness a nitromethane-fueled dragster go from zero to 330-35 miles an hour in under 4 seconds. And there's no sport that delivers a full-body sensory experience from a fan perspective like NHRA drag racing.
Yeah, motorsports in general, and we talk about it all the time, is that as great as television has gotten, there's no substitute for being there. And I think that is compounded for NHRA. It is, and also, too, just on the gratification side of it. You're not waiting around, you know, for hours to see how things play out with all the excitement of pit stops and everything that goes along with it. NHRA gives you a winner each and every race, like you're watching it. And the sense is, like you said, not only the sights, the sound, vibration, smells, it's all there.
No doubt about it. And you talked a little bit about the format, and that's what's really neat about the NHRA. So it's about, you know, next Friday night, May 30th, we'll have two nights of night qualifying, and we'll do the same thing again on Saturday. And so you watch about a 45-minute pro show on the track, and then the duress on the engines is so intense that these drivers and crew chiefs literally have to go back to the pits and break them down and rebuild them piston by piston, rod by rod, and you've got a front row seat to watch that. And then you go into Nitro Alley and you get your social interaction, your music, your food and beverage, your sponsor engagement, your driver autographs, and then you come back and you do it all over again for that next qualifying session. So a great format.
Oh, yeah. The excitement is there, what happens on the track. But all the stuff that happens back, you mentioned a lot of the things that the crew's doing to break things down. They are definitely busy. And the access, not only to see what's going on for enthusiasts on the motorsport side, to see them doing that, it's all right there. Plus, every ticket is a pit pass. So you've got your stars, people that are out there, those biggest stars in the drag racing world, they're right there and really accessible. You can actually meet these people.
No doubt about it. And the drivers love that. I mean, they get it. They understand the important role that fans play. So you'll be in that pit area, and you'll see John Force, and you'll get a photo and autograph, and Brittany Force, and Antron Brown, and Ron Capps, and all the superstars of the sport. So it's incredibly engaging from a fan perspective.
Yeah, to get a chance to get out there and do that and meet those people and kind of hang out with them. But it's a whole weekend. You know, you've got a weekend. That's what it is always with the compound there, whether it is Chicagoland Speedway and the weekend or whether it's Route 66. It's not just one event a couple hours, like, let's say, a football game. It's the whole thing. And you guys always build in a lot of extra events and activations and fun for the entire family. I know for the 20th anniversary, certainly that was a big milestone. Big Daddy Don Garlitz is there. You're going to have like Cha-Cha Muldowney. So there's some racing royalty involved.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think everyone can remember that name, Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney. I mean, she paved the way not only in motorsports, but for female in professional sports. I mean, she was back in the Wide World of Sports days and the cover of Sports Illustrated. I mean, she was a pioneer, and she had the goods on the track, too. I mean, she's a 3-time world champion, and, you know, she's in her early 70s now. She's still got that spunk, and she's going to be she's looking forward to coming out here and engaging with the fans and bringing back some great memories from yesteryear.
Route66Raceway.com is a place where you can get tickets. Again, tickets, every single one of them is a pit pass as well. There's schedules of a lot of the different events and the stars and the autograph signings and other things going on for race weekend. And anything else that you want to leave us with as far as any other cool things that are going to be happening that people should check out? Give us any insight on other things not to miss.
You know, you can camping if you want a beachfront trackside camping location. You could do that too and make a whole weekend out of it with the family. But yeah, very, very kid friendly too. And for those that may be first time fans, the NHRA has a whole first time fan overview where they will literally take you on a tour through the pits, and they will give you an NHRA 101 to explain to you just what's involved in this sport. And when you think about it, to get a car to go those speeds in that amount of time, 0 to 335 in under 4 seconds, that is scientific technology at its best. And there's a lot more to it than you may think. I mean, the impact that these drivers feel is a 5G impact. That's analogous to what an astronaut feels during liftoff of the space shuttle. And then, you know, once they get to the 1,000-foot line, it's that in reverse when they pull that chute to slow down. So think about that, the science behind that. It's really phenomenal. But anyone that may be a first-time fan, we've got a great overview for you that the NHRA puts on to explain the sport in depth and in a fun way.
Yeah, it is great. That educational piece is really great. I know that Jim Oberhofer from Kalitta has done some of that as well, where they're kind of explaining things, and certainly the Q&As. It is as interactive as it can get, not only with the team owners, the drivers, and everybody that's involved with it, and of course the track at Route 66. It's a great weekend, and again, no substitute for being there. Route66raceway.com. Scott, they'll let you get back to it. Thanks for everything that you're doing, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Always a pleasure for me. Thanks a lot, Dane.